Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q broadcast for, I think it's Tuesday, July 30th. I apologize. I would have had this video out yesterday, but I ran into some technical difficulties, and I think I have everything fixed. So, I'm going to try to get you caught up on the latest Q post. However, I'm going to give you a full confession up here. This is not going to get you caught up to everything Q has posted up until currently. I had to end this thread and start a new one after some Q posts this morning that are going to take a bit of research and putting everything together. So this will get us mostly caught up, except for some posts from this morning. Okay, we've got a lot of information to cover, so we'll get moving here. Following along at home, you can get Q posts. You can find them on a lot of different websites. Qmap.pub, Qanon.pub, Android apps if you want to get notifications when Q is posting. And you can also, if you have an iPhone, install the Get Pushed app and then look for the Q notifications. My theme for this broadcast is the harvest is ripe. All right, so on July 8th, so about 3 weeks ago, Q suggested politicians receive money in various ways for political favors, and that transactions are structured so as to circumvent bribery laws. He specifically suggested Barack Obama receive millions of dollars in a transaction that was disguised as a book deal. Now here's the post, like I said, July 8th, and talking about Joe Biden and his son and brother worth, net worth is tens of millions of dollars. The Clinton family, before they went into the White House, their net worth was less than $1 million. Coming out of the White House, their net worth is over 200 million. And then Q mentions the Obama family, $40 million net worth. Pre-election, they were worth less than $1 million, disguised under book deals, right? So that was, like I said, July 8th. Now, we have a little bit of a future proves past here. Let me get my speaker volume up. So this last week, this was, I think, on the 26th, President Trump, in an interview in the White House, said this.
We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation.
Okay, so obviously the question here is, how did Q know 3 weeks ago that the president was going to put a laser pointer on the Obama's book deal? Breitbart published an article on July 26th stating that their understanding was that the Obama's book deal was worth $65 million. And the article is about Trump's tweet concerning that book deal. All right. Q posted a link to the Breitbart article and his prior post right here, and wrote, "Do you believe in coincidences? How do they clean dirty money?" Q. So there is an implication here that politicians are receiving reimbursement for possibly political favors disguised as book deals. All right. Q then posted this. It is a this meme was tweeted out by the Trump train, and then Donald Trump retweeted it. Picture of Hillary and Huma Abedin, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, Eric Holder, all behind bars. Now that the Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Q reposted this and said the President of the United States retweeted this graphic. Pause, reread the above. Pause, reread the above again. Nature is unpredictable. Now, nature is unpredictable is going to become a relevant, it's almost becoming a Q signature in this particular season we're living in. We'll talk about this a little bit more later. Yes, let that sink in. All right. I believe the reference nature is unpredictable as a reference to the storm. And by the way, I think we're going to have thunderstorms here in Arizona tonight. I can hear thunder rolling and rumbling in the distance. This is a James Comey tweet. And this was from a while ago. Millions of 2016 Trump voters are not racist. Now those Americans need the strength of character to resolve. They will not again vote for someone who clearly is. Okay, Comey here is suggesting that Trump is a racist. It's not about judges or taxes. So Q reposted a link to Comey's tweet and a picture of Mr. Comey standing out in the middle of a cornfield looking at the sunset. Then Q writes, "Was the corn ripe for harvesting? It is now." Brackets, some spaces, the number 93, some more spaces, DKQ. I do not have a decode on that yet, but I think the implication here is that the corn, the harvesting, is a meme of sorts, a coded message to the former director of the FBI that it is time for them to be going down. Devin Nunes tweeted this out. Okay, it is a simple ear of corn ready for to be cut. All right, and if you're not on Twitter, I feel bad for you, because when Q posts these tweets, below these tweets are all kinds of very funny responses from people. We're all putting memes and things out there. All right, so Q posted a link to Devin Nunes' tweet, and let's see, am I getting ahead of myself? Hang on a second. That's coming. I suspect, again, coded message, corn ready to be cut, references to the cornfield. These are all, like I said, veiled references to the takedown of corrupt people in the deep state. All right. Tweet from Donald Trump. Consideration is being given to declaring Antifa, the gutless radical left whack jobs, a major organization of terror, also MS-13. All right. Q posted a link to that tweet, reposted an old drop. Q has been telling us for a long time that Antifa is actually kind of a modern version of a political movement, that essentially the Nazi brown shirts from during the 1930s, disguised as anti-fascists. All right. Then Q posted a link to a tweet by Mitchell 51304, where we go one, we go all. Sorry, Michelle, not Mitchell. Michelle Hu, our most recent Q series is in Chinese. There's a link to it, co-authored by Henry SI5. That's Henry Anon down here. They co-authored it. It's read by tens of thousands of people. It's written in Chinese around the world. It's just been written by a lot of, or read by a lot of people. There's Henry's tweet, and Q had, like I said, posted a link to that. Where we go one, we go all. All right. New York Times reported that Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is going to be stepping down. John Ratcliffe has been nominated as his replacement. Coats will be stepping down, I believe, August 14th, and Ratcliffe is going to be going to Senate for approval. I don't think he'll have a problem. He should fly through the approval process for Senate. Okay. Yeah, it says actually August 15th when Coats will be stepping down. Q posted a link and said, drain the swamp. So the implication here is, and Q has been talking about Dan Coats since February, implying that Coats, they found out after 2 years, is a member of the swamp. Okay. In February, Adam Schiff came to the defense of Dan Coats, saying that he's doing a great job. Q had posted a link to Schiff's tweet saying, "We really started something, didn't we? Well, now we know he's a bad apple. Fly, Coats, fly." All right. In his interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday, Ratcliffe said he is confident Attorney General Barr, U.S. Attorney John Durham, and OIG Horowitz will investigate and prosecute anyone in the Obama administration who broke the law. Article, Washington Examiner, kind of just restating what he had said in that interview with Maria Bartiromo. Q posted a link to that article and said, "While Congress is away, the month of August is traditionally a really hot month. Nature is unpredictable." Q. Okay, so Q is making a veiled reference here to a couple of things. August is the time of recess for Congress. Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of Democrats had left and went to Italy this weekend to have a little conference. We're going to talk about that in just a bit. August is traditionally a hot month. Hot and August are in caps. Why does it matter? Well, I want you to think about something. August is the eighth month of the year. That is not relevant for this video. It'll be relevant in the next video. I believe something is going to happen in August. I believe a lot of things are going to happen in August. And Q is suggesting that the heat is going to be turned up on the deep state and corrupt people during the month of August when Congress is away. Because the storm is here and nature is unpredictable, right? You never know what's going to happen. You have a storm, a whole bunch of wicked, evil people could end up in jail. And I think that's where Q is going with this. All right, just some background information. The previous reference that Q made with all caps in the word hot was in February. Okay, there's this tweet here. Q tweeted out posted a link to a tweet by the president. The president had tweeted out an article by Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal. She said, this is when William Barr was just coming in as Attorney General. And she described the hot mess that Barr had inherited at the Department of Justice. Okay, so Kim Strassel wrote the article, hot mess that Barr has inherited. Trump retweeted it. Q posted the link to the tweet. Do you believe in coincidences? Kitchen is hot. So I think the references to hot has something to do with Barr turning up the heat and bad actors in the deep state. All right. Just to let you know, and this is not something that Q posted, George Papadopoulos said he has plans to go to Greece to retrieve the $10,000 that was given to him because the intelligence committee wants to see it. Papadopoulos said the money's marked. It's sitting in a safe. He had given it to his attorney before he came back to the States. So we're going to be talking a bit about Papadopoulos coming up here. I think this will be in the next video too. So we got some recent drops on Papadopoulos. All right. Now, considering the month of August, Q told us back on July 8th, placeholder population is going to start August of 2019. We did get a new placeholder post this morning, or right before midnight, depending on what your time zone is. And like I said, I'm going to cover that in the next video. We have enough to cover in this one. These are the placeholder posts, just for, you know, refresher. There are placeholders that are tracking indictments. I believe CIV stands for civilian. And placeholder tracking indictments, non-CIV, I believe that's non-civilian or military. We've got Supreme Court rulings, SC rulings, challenges regarding civilian and non-civilian. More Supreme Court rulings, USA defendant appeals, branch terminations, leaks, acts of treason and supporting articles, foreign acts, Five Eyes, FISA, D-Class, special counsel. And then all these placeholders regarding the OIG report. FBI, Department of Justice and media collusion, executive branch and intelligence agency media collusion, foreign assist, foreign insert, I believe this is spies, FISA abuse, umbrella spying and targeting, right? So all these are potential placeholders that are going to be populated starting in August. I think the first one we're going to see is D-Class. You'll see why. Sit tight. All right. Q has written nature is unpredictable. Let's see. This is on the 28th. I posted this. On the 24th, Donald Trump tweeted out, truth is a force of nature. So I think we're getting some messaging between the president and Q about the force of nature. Now, I believe the references to nature and the storm, that all comes back to this infamous statement made by President Trump the night of October 5th, I believe, 2017. A couple of weeks before Q's operation went green light.
You guys know what this represents?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm. What's the storm? Could be the calm before the storm.
What storm is
we are the world's great military people in this room. I will tell you that. And we have great people. Thank you all for coming.
What storm is the president?
You'll find out.
You'll find out. I think the media is about to find out what the storm is all about. I think they know, actually. Storms and weather can be unpredictable. All right. So Q posted a link to a federal, it's a federal research study on human trafficking convictions and human trafficking statistics. All right. And that is down here. Well, no, it's not. Anyway, the study showed that the Maryland, oh, you know what? I'm actually giving you the wrong statistics here. Hang on. I got ahead of myself. This is something completely different. This link here that Q posted is to a, it is a letter to the Maryland Attorney General asking the Attorney General's office to investigate potential abuse and misuse of a Maryland nonprofit through its coordination with a for-profit center that appears to provide an improper financial benefit to Ms. Maya Rocky Moore Cummings and her husband, Representative Elijah Cummings, the one that President Trump has been calling out lately. This company, this kind of, they're a watchdog agency, Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. They filed a letter asking the Maryland Attorney General to investigate this. All right, that's the link that Q posted up here. Q wrote, Baltimore received $1.8 billion from Hussein's, President Obama, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Follow the money, follow the family, Q. And the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 was a fiscal stimulus package signed by Barack Obama in 2009. The total cost to the U.S. taxpayers was $831 billion for that stimulus package. And I think people have a right to know what happened to all that money. Q has been suggesting that some of that money is being for used to illicit purposes, and I think we're going to be finding out where that money has been spent. I think it is going to lead to the arrest of a number of people. Moving along, so Q reposted a drop asking, imagine what would happen if, by law, every U.S. congressman, congresswoman, senator, and president was, by law, audited every 1 to 2 years by independent agency. Imagine what would happen if those audits extended to all family members of such elected official. Would Dems continue to push for foreign aid to other countries versus the homeland? What happens when kickbacks dry up? Right. So Q then wrote, those who take are offered more powerful positions within the party controlled. Italy is with POTUS, Q. Right. So people who take money are offered more powerful positions inside the party. That is how politicians become corrupt. And then Q mentioned Italy's with POTUS. This has to do with the fact that a bunch of Dems went to Italy. Q said they were trying to get Italian government not to give up information about how they were spying on, they were using intelligence information and giving it to the CIA and then feeding it back to the FBI. We'll get to that in a minute. Q gives us more information. Let's see, we have a, this is just an article I put up, Matteo Salvini, and the Italian government, they're completely on board with President Trump. They want to be America's strongest partner in Europe. And like I said, I believe Q's post about Italy is to calm fears over news that Dems went to Venice over the weekend to meet with their allies in the Italian government. Q said, we don't need to worry about it. Italy is with standing with POTUS. Okay. Q posted this on the 28th. The swamp runs deep. DNC servers, plural, hold many answers. Scaramucci model, Director of National Intelligence, DNI, and NSA. Awan in brackets, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DWS in brackets. D underscore Congress in brackets, House of Cards. You didn't think the plea deal was the end, did you? Q. Okay, so we know now Dan Coats, Director of National Intelligence, is stepping down. He's going to be replaced. How is it relevant with the NSA? Well, the NSA is a military organization. They are under the control of the Pentagon. However, General Nakasone, who is the head of the NSA, he has a civilian and military supervisors. On the military side, he reports to the Secretary of Defense. On the civilian side, he reports to the Director of National Intelligence. Okay. If the person who is the Director of National Intelligence is in this chain of command between the President and the NSA, that creates a huge problem. Also, the Office of Director of National Intelligence is a rather large office. It aggregates and coordinates the dissemination of intelligence products from all the intelligence agencies. If there are people in that office that are beholden to the deep state, shall we say, that creates a massive problem. Now, the Scaramucci model. So Q has referenced this a number of times. Anthony Scaramucci came into the comms team when they had identified some problematic people, specifically Reince Priebus and Sean Spicer. Scaramucci comes into the comms team, cracks some heads, and gets rid of people. He's there for 10 days and he leaves. I think Q is suggesting that a similar thing is happening in the NSA and the Office of Director of National Intelligence. Q, I think, is telling us that John Ratcliffe, who is going to come in to the Office of Director of National Intelligence, is going to get rid of some poison apples in that basket. Probably get rid of some people in the NSA maybe as well that need to go. All right, now let's move down to the next one, which is Awan in brackets, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Dems in Congress. Imran Awan and his brothers Abid and Jamal Awan were hired as IT people by 40 plus members of the Democratic House members. Debbie Wasserman Schultz kind of headed this all up. She was responsible for approving the Awans. All of these people in the House Democrat Congress, they knowingly, this is the key part, they knowingly hired the Awan brothers as their IT people. We found out later on that the Awans were accessing congressional servers and taking the information and giving it to Pakistan. I believe Q has hinted that this is going to Pakistani intelligence, and that the Awans were actually probably, I think if I'm reading Q's post correctly, that they were operatives for Muslim Brotherhood. Right, so they were exfiltrating information, classified information, from members of Congress and giving it to Pakistani intelligence and operatives for the Muslim Brotherhood. All right. When this whole thing went down where Awan was given a plea deal, a slap on the wrist, where he pled guilty to bank fraud initially, people were upset because they thought he should have been charged with espionage and he was given a slap on the wrist. Problem was, he was given a plea deal. And if you give a plea deal, usually you're going to turn over information to prosecutors. All right. So Q wrote House of Cards. You didn't think the plea deal was the end, did you? So I believe this is going to be coming back up again. And I think we're going to see members of the House prosecuted. All right. If you're interested, Luke Rosiak for the Daily Caller has done written dozens of articles on the Imran Awan and his brothers and the scandal. He's the guy who covered all of this. He has a lot of good information. This is one article. When the plea deal came out, DOJ agrees not to prosecute Imran Awan. You can go to that article, and at the bottom, there's a bunch of linked articles and a timeline. You might want to check that out if that is interesting to you. All right. So let's see. All right, servers. Q said the DNC server holds many secrets they don't want exposed. In June of 2018, this list of Democrats here in the Senate demanded Julian Assange's asylum be revoked in violation of international law. They want Assange silenced. Q said the Awan scandal is bigger than you can imagine. Either a forensic examination of the DNC server or Julian Assange's testimony will provide the truth about what happened to the DNC server, that it was actually, that information was given to Assange by Seth Rich, not hacked by the Russians. Dems are in crisis mode. All right. Although Trump loves to troll his enemies by asking where the DNC server is, like in this tweet, Our Justice Department better not let Owan and Debbie Wasserman Schultz off the hook. Democrat IT scandal is a key to much of the corruption we see today. They want to make a plea deal to hide what's on their server. Where is the server? Really bad. Q has told us a number of times, we have the servers, plural. Okay. So all that information is in the hands of the right people, and I think we've got the right people taking care of this. All right, so as I mentioned, Imran Awan, he didn't plead guilty to espionage. He's pled guilty to bank fraud. And at that time, Q asked, why did Awan plead guilty to bank fraud versus espionage or some other charge? Right, so this law fag who has a nut, and by the way, when you hear law fag, plain fag, whatever, fag on the end of something, that's just the language I use on the chans to describe a particular area of special skill. So if you're an attorney or a paralegal and you go on the chans and you're giving information on the law, they're just going to call you a law fag. It's not a term of disrespect. So this one said, Anons have already figured this out. I can add, I've suspected for some time. The state charges were just a delay tactic until the main indictments are unsealed. It's also possible or likely the way they treated Owan that he is being given, he's a prosecution witness, since they never would have let him wander otherwise. Lots more winning in store. I'm enjoying the movie. Now, this was back July 3rd of 2018. So I have also been of the opinion that Owan he testified, and we're waiting for the indictments to come. All these people out there who are thinking this Owan case was over, it is not over. This is a massive scandal. And I think that people like Durham and John Huber are on the case, and they're going to be unsealing indictments on these people at some point. Imran Awan, by the way, I think he's an unimportant player in all of this. He took advantage of a corrupt system. He made a bunch of money off of it. The bigger problem is the corrupt politicians who knowingly hired him. They are the ones who gave Awan access to the information knowingly, and that's their problem, is they did this knowingly. So they can't say that they didn't know what was going on. Q responded to the Anon's guess up here, saying matters of national security, posted a link to a document here on the DOJ website. It's a synopsis of classified information procedures, how the courts handle cases where classified information is involved or matters of national security. So Q has been telling us that there's nothing in the press, nothing is being leaked about the prosecution of the members of Congress because it involves matters of national security. We're not going to hear anything out of this until the indictments are unsealed and people are arrested. All right, moving along. All right, so I think this mention of the Awans, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrats, members of the House of Cards, is a wink to us that this is going to be coming back on that burner, possibly in August. August is a hot month. All right. So then, let's see. In April of 2018, Q posted a link to an NPR article questioning the way the Red Cross spent money they had collected for the Haiti earthquake relief. Q's been asking us to check into how nonprofits and NGOs operate. This is going to be the subject of the next video. Q has been bringing up Red Cross in some recent drops, and I'm going to do a deep dive on Red Cross in the next video. So Q wrote, wake up, learn, question, fight. And it's a link, like I said, to this article that said the USAID, for example, has spent $1.5 billion since the earthquake in Haiti, but less than a penny of every dollar goes directly to the Haitian organization. If they're spending billions of dollars, but almost none of the money is going directly to Haitians, where is the money going? It is probably going to contractors, friends of politicians, family members of politicians. There's so much corruption. We're going to be exposing all of this in the coming months. So I think Q is getting us ready for this. Kind of just bring it back up again. All right. There's a lot of articles that have been written about how the Clintons managed things down in Haiti. It was kind of a travesty. Laura Silsby's child trafficking scandal. There's a link to that on disobedientmedia.com. All right. Previous drop for, let's see, April 23rd, 2018. Red Cross Iran, Red Cross Pakistan, Red Cross North Korea, Red Cross dot, dot, dot. A lot of different Red Cross organizations. Define smuggle. What is smuggled? Q may have written, who is smuggled? What funds are used to pay for the goods? These people are sick. Relevant to events about to unfold. Follow the executive orders. All right. Executive order December 21st, 2017, that President signed allows the Treasury Department to seize and freeze the assets of people and organizations found to be involved in human rights abuse, human trafficking, and corruption. It's one of the first executive orders the President signed. All right. Now, we're just going to go, and I'm going to give you some background on the Awan scandal, because I think this is going to be coming out in the next month or two, so it's good to just have some background on this. Q posted this in April of 2018. When was UBL killed in Pakistan? Osama bin Laden. May 2nd, 2011. Where was bin Laden located? Close proximity to? It was a military base. Think logically. When did the Awan's mission op go green? When did they get a green light? 2004. Follow the timeline. What happened during this time with Huma Abedin, Valerie Jarrett, the Awan's, and three other people? There's a bunch of links to some documents here, congressional bills, and I'm going to go through all those. Aid to Pakistan was cut off in 2010. Coincidence? What happened in 2011? Osama bin Laden was killed. And then aid was started up again. Define exchange. Sick yet? Q. So I'm going to walk you through all this. This is a Flopping Aces website that looked at Huma Abedin and her. Maybe I can actually show you this. Huma Abedin worked for Hillary as her personal advisor from 2005 to 2009. During that time, she took 37 fact-finding visits costing $64,000, most of it paid for by private donors, universities, trade groups, and nonprofits. Right. The complete Huma Abedin report detailed history of the figure at the heart of the Hillary Clinton's operation. Right. This is written in 2015. Kind of an interesting little deep dive into the life of Huma Abedin, where she came from, finances, where all the money was came from and was spent on what. Very interesting article. That's where I get this information from on her 37 fact-finding visits. All right, so Q posted another link, and let me expand this one. And this link goes to House Resolution 5734, Pakistan Terrorism Accountability Act. All right, this was a proposal by Dana Rohrabacher that would provide compensation for the deadly acts that were committed by elements of the Pakistani military and intelligence services against U.S. citizens. Okay, that was in 2012. Q posted another link. Right, this is a little battle that's going on over what is happening with Pakistan. Pakistan Foreign Aid Accountability Act, 2011. A bill to withhold Pakistani aid based on whether or not Hillary Clinton would certify that their government provided information to the U.S. on the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden, right? So they were making foreign aid contingent upon Hillary certifying that Pakistani intelligence gave them the position of bin Laden. Now, this is the third link that Q posted. It might have been the fourth one. This is a bill that was sponsored by Al Green, Pakistani Temporary Protected Status Act of 2011, to designate Pakistan under Section 244 of the Immigration Nationality Act to permit nationals of Pakistan to be eligible for temporary protected status. Now, why would Al Green sponsor a bill to give protected status to Pakistanis like Imran and Abid and Jamal Awan? Coincidence. Q posted a link to this article that shows the waxing and waning of U.S. aid to Pakistan over the last 60 years. It has gone up and down dramatically depending on who's been in office and what's been going on with global politics. Okay. Summarizing this all up, Q noted that aid to Pakistan was cut off in 2010. It was started up again in 2011. Coincidentally, right after Osama bin Laden, who was holed up near a Pakistani military training facility, Pakistani intel gave SEAL Team 6 his position. Osama bin Laden was killed, and then we started up financial aid to them again. So we traded financial aid for information on bin Laden. All right, on August 28th of 2018, the president tweeted out about Hillary Clinton's emails being hacked by China and said FBI and DOJ credibility would forever be destroyed if they didn't properly investigate. Here's the tweet. Now, the president obviously knows whether or not Hillary's emails were hacked or whether they were, whether she intentionally gave people access to them. But because he's not ready to produce evidence that Hillary actually sold this information to foreign countries, he has to go with the official narrative, which is that they were hacked, right? He knows the truth, but publicly he has to state that her emails got hacked. Okay. Q responded to the president's tweet, "Why is Trump pushing the FBI and DOJ on this issue? What if access to Hillary's servers was deliberate, not hacked? What if this is known within the intelligence community? What if it's known within the FBI and DOJ? If it is known, why no action? How might this discredit the FBI's investigation into Hillary's emails?" So what happens if Hillary was actually selling access to her server? What happens if the CIA knew about it and the FBI and DOJ knew about it? And what if they were all emailing Hillary on her unsecured server through private email addresses? If they expose her, they expose themselves, they're all complicit, they're all involved. So they can't do that, they have to cover it up. Which is why the FBI had a lot of reason not to prosecute Hillary regarding her emails. And Q asked, how might this open the door to the Wiener laptop, Huma, Abedin, and Hillary, logical thinking? Because if you investigate what is going on with Hillary's server and find out she was granting access to her server to foreign governments, now you have to look at what happened with Anthony Weiner's laptop and all the files on there, Huma Abedin, right? It just becomes this Pandora's box. Why was the information on Weiner's laptop in the first place, D5? I believe Weiner's laptop contains a lot of, well, it does. The FBI said it has a lot of Hillary's emails on an unsecured laptop, in addition to all the probably blackmail files. So this is a huge scandal. FBI has not wanted anyone to look into, not wanted to talk about, but I think it's all going to come out. D5. All right, article in the Federalist. The IG report showed that Obama lied about Hillary's secret email scheme. He said he didn't know anything about it. Of course, we know he did because he was emailing Hillary. They were both using private email addresses. Okay, I'm going to move along here. Let's see. Getting back to the most relevant things. All right, so like I said before, the Awans didn't hack the House's servers, a Democrat, House Democrat caucus. They were employed by the Democrat caucus. They were granted access. The same way Hillary granted access to China, the Q has suggested that Hillary actually had CrowdStrike set up her server and donors, foreign countries that would donate money to the Clinton Foundation would be granted access to her server. So Congress, members of Congress are in a lot of trouble because they knowingly granted Awans access to their information. Okay. So when I said that Q has suggested that Hillary allowed China access, this is a drop from August of 2018, New York Times article, which is linked right here. Killing CIA informants, China crippled U.S. spying operations. At least 18 CIA sources were killed or imprisoned in China between 2010 and 2012. All right. Q linked to that article. Starting in 2010, Hillary was Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. Coincidence? Think server access granted. Money talks, CrowdStrike. Q. So my interpretation of this is that CrowdStrike set up access to Hillary's server. China and other companies paid her money to the Clinton Foundation, and they were granted access. Several sources have suggested that Hillary was actually selling special access programs off of her server to foreign countries. Money talks. All right. Moving along, Q posted this on the 29th of July. Reminder regarding impeachment. It takes a two-thirds vote in the Senate. The House votes to impeach. Senate votes to convict on the charges. It takes a two-thirds vote in the Senate required to successfully impeach the president. Republicans have a majority, 53 to 47, logical thinking. There's no way that Trump is going to be successfully impeached. You're watching the Dems, their decon, liberal base, using hope tactics while maintaining POTUS obstruction of justice, fake news narrative, right? So with going into the 2020 election, Dems, their only hope now is to continue to stir up their base, threatening to impeach Trump, calling him and saying, accusing him of obstructing justice. They don't really have any other tricks in their bag, so this is the one they're using. But it's not going to work. All right, so John Brennan, on news of Dan Coats' departure, Dan Coats served ably and with deep integrity. Ratcliffe showed abject subservience to Trump in the Mueller hearings. Men and women in intelligence communities deserve a leader like Coats, blah, blah, blah. So Brennan, coming to the support of Coats, Q posted a link. Thank you for confirming Coats bad, Ratcliffe good. Sleepers present problems regarding staff bills, more coming, Q. All right, so I think what the president has been doing lately is leaking information, leaking news that he may be thinking about getting rid of certain people in his administration, right? News gets leaked out, members of the either Congress or the intelligence community find out about it. Clapper, Brennan, Sally Yates, Adam Schiff. You look at their reaction, and if they come to the aid and support of this person, it's a very good chance that that person is probably supportive of the deep state. So I think the president has been using these leaks to get confirmation on his staff picks. And Q now is bringing up an interesting issue. Sleepers present problems regarding staff fills. Are there more people going to be leaving the administration soon? Q compared Dan Coats to a sleeper, the way that the word is used to describe clandestine terrorists who are assimilated into an organization while they wait for an opportunity to go active and reveal their true allegiance and their agenda. Now, Q did not suggest Coats as a terrorist. He suggested he's a sleeper. Someone who came into the Trump administration, acted like he was on board with what Trump wanted to do, but was actually working against him. And that has been discovered. And Anon said Ray is a sleeper. Chris Ray, director of the FBI. Q wrote, future marker Q. All right. So there's debate on this because Q has told us to trust Chris Ray, but it sounds to me like Q is confirming that they have discovered that Chris Ray is a sleeper. And he's actually not working with the president and maybe heading for the exit pretty soon. I was listening to Hannity and John Solomon talk about that this afternoon. Solomon is not real big on Chris Ray. Joe DiGenova has never liked Chris Ray. He has called him James Comey in a different suit. So, look, I am a person who goes with new information. I haven't made my reputation on, Chris Ray is a white hat, and that's all there is to it. And, Mueller is a black hat, and that's all there is to it. I tend not to take a hard line on people. I look at the information, look at the data. As new information comes along, if the new information does not confirm my existing theory, I'll change my theory based on the new information. So I'm perfectly okay if Q is suggesting that Chris Ray is now not to be trusted. I'm cool with that. We just go with the new information. All right. Link to statistics on Maryland defendants charged with human trafficking. And in this federal study, Maryland came up with the second highest number of defendants and cases in 2018, simply by the number of defendants that were charged. All right, this is not show the prevalence of human trafficking. It's simply a study that showed the number of defendants charged in 2018 for that crime. All right. And it is odd that Maryland has such a high number of defendants charged for human trafficking. Q linked to that study. Maryland has the second most defendants charged in federal human trafficking cases. Who represents Maryland in the House and Senate? Well, we know that Elijah Cummings does. And the president has been putting a laser pointer on Elijah Cummings, I think, for a reason. Then Q posted a link to a Charlie Kirk tweet, and Q wrote, "The more you know." All right. Maryland senators, Benjamin Cardin and Chris Van Hollen. Representatives, there's eight of them, including Elijah Cummings, who, like I said, Trump has been putting on blast on Twitter for the last 3 or 4 days, giving a lot of people some heartburn. But I think there's a reason for that. Q linked to the tweet by Charlie Kirk. Did you know? Last three mayors of Baltimore all stepped down or been forced out of office for corruption. All right. And then Anon said, hey, the web link won't open. Q posted a picture, Great Awakening, President Trump. We are calling for Great Awakening. Anon's crashed the site, high volume traffic, Great Awakening, Q. When you have millions of people going to a website that is designed to have traffic for just a few hundred people a day, you're going to crash websites. All right, was there anything else I wanted to cover up here? Not just yet. All right, on August 1st, speaking of numbers, August 1st of last year, an Anon asked Q to estimate the number of patriots reached. Q wrote, worldwide, eyes on 300 to 350 million people tracking Q, 52 to 58 million. That was a year ago. I think we have probably a lot more people following Q right now. Amy Mech was Q'd for posting a video about how Europe was sold out by its leaders. This is Matteo Salvini. He is speaking in Italian, but he's basically just calling out the corrupt people in Europe, Merkel, Macron, and others, who have allowed the globalist agenda to destroy Europe. And so he is calling them out. And Amy Mech posted the video. Q linked to that status and set and posted a picture of three patriots standing in front of Welcome to U.S. Naval Station in Guantanamo Bay. They're all holding Pepe cards, we are Q, with her face, so that they're anonymous. And Q wrote, we now have plenty of space, Q, for obviously, and is referring to the traitors in our government who sold out our country to the globalist agenda. Now, is Q saying we have plenty of space at Gitmo? Well, Gitmo and other places. In December, last December, an Anon asked, is Gitmo going to be used for U.S. citizens, members of the cabal? Q said, three detention centers are being prepped. Monitor the funding, Q. So if you go into the Bureau of Prisons budgets, if you're able to get a hold of the, look at the funding, you would probably see money being spent on building or renovating facilities. All right. And Anon said, Salvini is a patriot. Q said, Italy is with POTUS. Attempts by Ds to prevent disclosure of Five Eyes material was denied. Now, Debbie Nunez said that contrary to what the FBI has said about the start of the Trump-Russia investigation, they said they got information through Five Eyes sources, their intelligence partners in Europe, Devin Nunes said he has looked at how that information came through. It did not come through the normal channels, right? It came through back channels. We believe it came through the CIA, through John Brennan. It was then given to people like Harry Reid. Harry Reid got the information, gave it to James Comey, and they started the investigation with it. So Q is telling us that the Dems who went to Italy and tried to get Italy not to give up that information failed. They are powerless. Enjoy the show. Q. All right. This account on Twitter, DVATW, was cued for this video that shows Emmanuel Macron's cops beating the snot out of yellow vest protesters in France. All right, he wondered why the UK media wasn't showing any of this. Q posted a link to it and said no coverage by US mainstream media. Ask yourself a simple question. Why? Why isn't the mainstream media? They've had almost no coverage on the yellow vest protests, and this has been going on for months now. Anti-narrative? Q. Right. Well, mainstream media wants to push and have been told to push the agenda of globalism, and that is an anti-globalist little factoid. Okay. I love my freedom.org on Twitter was cued for this video where Joe DeGeneva said we're going to see declassified documents this week. I will let you listen to this. Turn up the volume.
Wait, the declassification process will start this week. There are going to be documents released, I think, by Wednesday. The Attorney General, as I understand it, is in the process of getting those ready to come out. There are going to be some of the Devin Nunes documents that he requested, and then a series of other releases will come after that. That's because Durham is progressing very, very quickly in his criminal investigation. This is not a review, quote unquote, of what went on. This is a criminal investigation of senior DOJ and FBI officials from the Obama administration and intelligence community people, including John Brennan. This is a federal grand jury. This is not a review. This is not an IG audit. This is not some Congressional Research Service look at history. This is a criminal investigation of a bunch of people who tried to seditiously overthrow the President of the United States. So the stuff is going to start coming out this week.
Okay, so let me just pause on the details that you're saying here. Wednesday, that means when you say come out, you mean to the public. We'll be able to see documents Wednesday?
My understanding is by Wednesday, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Wednesday is tomorrow. And I think one of the first documents we're going to see is George Papadopoulos's, the transcript of George Papadopoulos's interview with either Stefan Halper or Alexander Downer, that it would be an exculpatory interview that was not given to the FISA court. So Joe DeGeneva is confirming that, look, Huber and Durham, they're going to be rolling this stuff out fast. And I am trying to keep up with Q, and there's a lot of information coming out. Well, it'll be interesting to see if any information comes out tomorrow. All right. So Q posted a link to that tweet and said, good crop this season, Q. Again, referring to crops and corn, and I think, again, more allusions to the takedown of the deep state. You can find that entire interview with Joe DeGeneva. It's actually a very good interview. Find it on YouTube, Joe DeGeneva responds to Nadler's impeachment hearing. Look for that. Good interview. I'm going to give you a little more of that in here in just a second. All right. Why do I think that we're going to get George Papadopoulos' transcript? Because Q posted a link to the Cornell School of Law page that gives a definition of exculpatory. All right. Exculpatory. Testimony or evidence that is considered to be exculpatory discredits or refutes the allegations against the defendant. Prosecutors have an obligation to reveal anything that's exculpatory, right? And in Papadopoulos' case, they didn't. They named George Papadopoulos in Carter Page's FISA application, but they left out evidence that would have cleared him of any wrongdoing. And they actually accused him of being a Russian asset. When I think we're going to find out when this transcript comes out, he was shocked that they would even consider asking him if he wanted to work with Russia. All right. Let's see. Reincarnated ET was queued for this post. How did we not see this before? So obvious. Kicking myself. C before D. Coats before D class. We have to remove the blockade to D class by removing Director of National Intelligence. Then we get D class. Duh. So Q posted a link to his status. Speed has been accelerated plus 5. So although Coates is still in position as Director of National Intelligence, I think he has become, they've been taking him out of the loop. The reason why Trump gave authority to Attorney General Barr to do declassification was he needed to go around Coates. Normally, declassification would be done by the Director of National Intelligence. They figured out Coates couldn't be trusted. So Trump gave the authority to Barr rather than Coates, because it never would have happened with Coates as being the responsible person. All right, almost done. We have a link here to a Daily Mail status and an article. And that is an article. It's an interview with Spencer Coovin, who's an attorney who formerly represented three of Jeffrey Epstein's victims. And it's his belief that the so-called suicide attempt by Epstein was really an attempted murder. And he's concerned Epstein may not live to see his trial. Q has hinted that there are powerful people who are trying to kill Epstein. And last I heard, Epstein is in, I think he's in solitary confinement right now. Okay, so President mentioned Obama's $65 million book deal, and it should be looked into. At the end of that interview that I just played a little bit of, Joe DiGenova noted that former mayor of Baltimore, I think her name is Catherine Pugh, resigned because of a corrupt book deal. Sounds like she received money for books that were never delivered. I'm going to let you listen to this little clip here real quick.
It's what it's all about. That's why we have an election in 2020. We'll see who's going
to
win.
Yeah, whatever happened to that old mayor who said that the city, you could smell the rats? Whatever happened to Mayor Catherine?
She actually had to resign over a corrupt book deal.
Oh!
Over her beautiful little children's book called Heather Holly, which she was getting $500,000 from people on the State Board of Health, uh-huh. who were large companies that were buying her books. Now, what's interesting about that fact is they bought the books but never took delivery of the books.
That's weird. It's almost like they didn't care about reading the books. All right, thank you, Joe.
All right, so DiGenova kind of exposes how these corrupt book deals work. It sounds like if people want to get political favors from you rather than, you know, bribing you, you get a book deal. You receive a bunch of money, you do a little political favor, and the money is hidden in the book deal, right? And I think that is what Q and Trump were hinting about when it comes to Obama. I think we're going to find out that this book deal was a little bit shady. Now, if you're interested, Baltimore Sun did an article, and they actually did a pretty good deep dive on this whole book deal thing. We went looking for Baltimore Mayor Pugh's Healthy Holly books, and this is what we found. You can find that article. It's on my Twitter timeline. You can just look for it. Give us some very good background on that. All right. Q posted a link to a tweet and video by V3RB. This is a tweet. It's all about the details. There's a link to a YouTube. It is an interview with Matthew Whitaker. It's about a 4.5 minute long YouTube video. I'm not going to play the whole thing. But Whitaker shares his thoughts on John Ratcliffe being nominated for Director of National Intelligence. He said Ratcliffe is the perfect person for the job. Good temperament. Is going to work well with Barr and the U.S. attorneys Durham and Huber. Talks a little bit about what they're doing. It's a very good interview. I would definitely look into it. Whitaker on Barr, Ratcliffe's perfect team to investigate the investigators. You can find that. It's on my Twitter link. I took the video and just put it in two tweets here if you want to come and listen to that. All right. One of the Anons said, "We stand with the president. We are with you. WRWY. Q responded with another Gitmo picture. "Where we go one, we go all. Q Research, Bread, 8672, 18 of June. Where we go one, we go all." Anand said, praying for POTUS, Q team, and all patriots. God wins. Q responded, America's back. All right. That is a wrap on this thread. Like I said, I'm working on another thread on Twitter. I'll get cracking on that this afternoon. That is going to be about the Red Cross and related issues, because that is what Q's been posting about lately. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep Denise and I in prayer. I'm glad the Anons and all the people out there are praying for everyone. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.